So, hi and good morning. This is a delayed recording of the episode due for Tuesday, August 31st, 2021. This morning I wanted to talk to you about routine. Oftentimes we hear people talk about how kids thrive on structure and kids thrive on routine, that they, really just function better when they have that in their life. And I want to say, as an adult, I thrive better on structure. I thrive better on routine. Everything just seems to fall in sync when I have a structure and I practice self-discipline to sustain said structure. Right now, my routine is I wake up in the morning, and before I even get out of bed, I do my morning meditation. Which is a manifestation meditation that goes for about 20 minutes. And then I feel like I'm ready to, maybe check my email and wish anybody I need to a happy birthday. Facebook is so good at reminding us of those things. So I get that out of the way. And then I'm working with a nutritionist to shred some pounds. And so I have an accountability to her that in the morning I use the bathroom and then I step on the scale and send her my numbers so we can look at, if I'm going the right direction and if I need to tweak what I'm eating. Or how I'm exercising or what kind of exercise I'm doing. It just keeps me accountable to my program and what I'm working on and the goal that I have for myself physically. And then I, make my breakfast, eat breakfast and, head into my work day. Mid afternoon, if I have another, I try to carve out time, another 20 minutes for an afternoon meditation, that I recently found and, I'm slowly falling in love with, a second, abundance manifestation meditation, led by Bob Proctor. And I like doing it because it helps me remember that abundance comes in all forms, and it helps me appreciate the abundance that I have in my life today. I'm working on achieving greater abundance, but I'm not lacking abundance. I have my health. I have my house. I have a roof over my head. I have my children and they have their health, and I have my friends and they're supportive, but it also helps me magnify my desire to be as helpful as I can be to others and to help me magnify my desire to help and touch the life of someone else. And in doing that, I'll achieve my other goals that I have for myself and my family. So when my workday is done, obviously throughout the day I'm eating snacks and lunch and then dinner, either with my daughter or on my own. And then, before going to bed, I've doing some additional exercise. I forgot to mention that in the morning after breakfast, I either take my dog for an hour long walk, or I go to the gym, and or both, the outside activity with my dog, whom I love, and or go to the gym, which I also love doing. So there's exercise in the morning. The goal is to try to hit 10,000 steps or complete my workout for the day. And in the evening after dinner, when work is done before bed, I've been working through Melissa Woodhull's routines, either her ab focus flow or her arm focus or her inner outer flat thigh focus, or a longer 30 minute or 60 minute flow that includes all things. Tonight I start the series, the V Shred series, the extreme fat loss program for women. That exercise routine along with Melissa's will be part of the nighttime routine, and then off to bed. Trying to maintain 8 hours of sleep. But, you know, I definitely have found that easing into the morning with the meditation in the morning before getting out of bed definitely helps my nervous system in doing some education around highly sensitive people. I recognize that. So my phone rang and I stopped recording, so I'm going to have to try to figure out how to add this to what I already started. But doing work about highly sensitive people, I understand now that thrashing out of bed in the morning sends my nervous system into overdrive and doesn't do me or anyone around me any favors. In this routine, I am attempting to attend to body, mind, and soul in my meditation, my exercise, my eating right, my sleeping well, any supplements that I may take to help my diet. And, I love to start my day drinking tea. I know it sounds strange, but I'm a 3-bag tea drinker. I love Bigelow tea, and I start my day with Focus, their Focus tea, Lean and Fit, and Tazo's Passion. The three of them together taste yummy with some honey, and the Focus tea gets me through to mid-morning. And then at mid-morning, I have a cup of nice, hot, freshly ground coffee from my own kitchen. And that is also part of my routine. So I feel like I'm a creature of habit, and routine and structure help me feel secure. And I know that if I also implement into my day and time, you know, my structure around my social media, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and my podcast recordings on Tuesday and Thursday, I'm also, you know, taking care of business as well, working the business as that a business, right? You know, because for a long time, my business was a hobby. And that's something I truly attended to as a business. But here now in 2021, I'm trying to attend to it as a business. And I can tell you, since I got back from my trip to Sedona, Arizona, my vision for my business is clear, and where I want it to be and what I want it to be has never felt more clear and the path that I want to take professionally has never been more clear, and I'm excited and invigorated, and I'm so passionate about the work that I'm going to jump into here in the month of September. I just can't wait. And I'm truly 100% committed to the professional goal that I made for myself and conquering that goal by the end of December 2021. I'm excited. I'm really, really excited. I'm excited for what it's going to do to the business and the people I'm going to be able to help and serve, and just how it's going to help me, you know, the learnings that I learn, the things that I learn to help others, I truly try to implement in my own life and apply them to how I am and how I do things and who I spend time with and how I spend time and how I develop relationships and how I am in the relationships that I have. The work I do in learning that I do to help others, I truly try to use to help me, you know, it's a constant journey to be the best version of yourself, to be who you want to be in your fullest form. And in talking to someone the other day, we were talking about, you know, like how it's like the peak of a triangle, right? And you're just trying to get to the go of the ladder to the peak of your triangle, but everybody's triangle looks different, and everybody's triangle looks, the steps inside the triangle for everyone is different, and it's not neither right, wrong, or indifferent. It just is. And the important thing is that, you know, we're all respectful of each other's path, and, you know, we recognize and understand that, you know, because someone else is doing something different than us doesn't mean that it's wrong. It just means that it's for them, and we're all unique and different, and we all bring beauty into the world. And appreciating and respecting the beauty and talents and grace that we can all add, and holding each other up and empowering one another to be the best version of ourselves each and every day. Finding the good in each other rather than focusing on the bad, right? I mean, there's so many things that are going on in the world that, you know, so many of us have so little control over. We just sit back and watch it happen, you know, and then what do we do? You know, what we can do is we can focus on the good in our world, in our space. We can appreciate the things and the people that are around us, and we can empower each other to be the best versions of ourselves and, you know, live in our true space, live in our true honor of who we are, but make a promise to ourselves and our friends and the people in our world to be and offer them the best version of ourselves each and every day. And that's my commitment to the people that I serve. That's the commitment that I've made to myself and to my daughters and to my dog, whom all three I love so much. And, I want to create a world of beauty and grace and help as many people as I can help along the way, because I truly feel like, you know, I'm on the path of you know, working for myself and being my own boss and, you know, just spelling out how I want to help people and not following the philosophies of other people to help people. Because oftentimes, in my opinion, the philosophies of other people to help people they just don't go against my moral compass. They just don't go against how I think that things should be done. And so now I get to write my own playbook, and I get to help people. And I'm truly, truly excited with my goals and my plans. And I can't wait to share with you all what those are and what that looks like. And to see my journey unfold. So that's it for today. And I hope that you have a great day. It's raining here on the East Coast. So I hope wherever you are, you're dry. If you are in the rain, and that you have a safe and healthy day. And thanks for listening. And I'll be back on Thursday. Bye.